أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today is day number 9 of the blessed month of Ramadan and our continuing journey through the hadith, the sayings of the Prophet and his infallible family members continues. And today we want to look at a piece of advice that the noble messenger of Allah gave to his brother, his cousin, his son-in-law and the successor of his mission. And that is none other than Imam Ali, may God's peace and blessings be upon him. And the Prophet, as is his custom, has offered advice to the believers in many occasions, whether it be on his deathbed, whether it be in the Sermon of Ghadir, or in any many, many other times. He's given us beautiful words of advice and guidance. And in this beautiful piece of advice which he shares with his successor, Imam Ali, the Prophet says the following about the importance of the Noble Quran and what place it should have even within our lives today in the 21st century. And the Prophet says the following. O Ali, I advise you to recite the Quran in every state which you may find yourself in. The Prophet is showing us the importance of recitation of the Quran no matter what state we find ourselves in. You know, sometimes people, our faith, it wavers and it moves up and down at a very frantic pace. There are individuals who, when things are going very good for them financially in terms of material items, in terms of their job, maybe their status in the society, that sometimes these individuals forget Allah. They forget their responsibility. They don't pray. They won't do their obligations in terms of their charity, financial contributions. They won't have time to go for Hajj or the pilgrimage or ziyarah. They won't even have time to pick up a book, the book of Allah, the Quran, and recite from it. But that same person, when he or she loses their job, when they're on unemployment, when they're seeking help, then they return back to Allah. Then they remember the book of Allah. Then they remember the salat. Then they remember all of these obligations which have been there but they had forgotten about. Some people are like this, unfortunately, that we tend to forget Allah in the best of times and only turn to Him when things get difficult. There are other people who are not like this, and hopefully we are of that category. And this is what the Prophet is also pointing to, is that we should be able to recite the Quran, to remember Allah, to reflect, to be engaged in the remembrance of Allah, especially through the recitation of the Quran, in any state that we find ourselves in. Whether we're at the peak of our career, whether we're the chairman of the board of an multinational company, or whether we're working in for minimum wage, we should always be thankful to Allah. We should always be in the constant state of remembrance of Allah. We should always give time to the recitation of the book of Allah. The Quran is not there just for us to use it at special events. Sometimes we see that in our communities, when somebody passes away, we have time to recite the Quran. If somebody's getting married, we recite the Quran. When a person is going on vacation, they will, for example, pass underneath the Quran. Many times we may use the Quran as an ornament, let's say in our car, on our rearview mirror, on our smartphone, on our tablet, we'll have a picture as a wallpaper of the Quran. And these are all well and good, but ultimately we have to be a community of believers who are connected to the Quran, who recite the Quran, whatever we find ourselves in times of ease or also times of adversity, when times are good, when times are bad. Let us always be those who are connected to the Quran, who make it a point to recite the Quran day and night in times of sickness and in health, when we are in times of prosperity or adversity, whether we're at home or we're on a journey, whatever the case may be. Let us take the time to learn, to read, to reflect on the Quran, and especially in this blessed month of Ramadan, let us take extra special time to recite the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.